You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're here in Birmingham for the IBSA World Games, and we're in the competition's activation zone, where a mix of blind and partially sighted sports are on offer to try. And I'm with Toby Addison, also known as Blind Tobes. Now, you've tried a couple of events today, Toby. How have you found it?
It's been incredible, honestly. You've got so many sports here at the activation zone, so you can give it a go, whether you're blind, visually impaired, or just sighted and are curious, to be fair. And I've been giving them all a go, enjoyed all of them. I might have to switch up sports, to be fair.
And are you sporty in your personal life?
I am, yeah. I play blind football for Brighton last season and West Brom in the next season upcoming.
So would being hands-on at events like this encourage you to maybe do more and try things you hadn't done before?
Absolutely, yeah. I partnered up with British Blind Sport earlier in the year to promote the World Games, and I gave a go of pretty much all of the sports that are being showcased at the Games. And it was incredible to see the talent that the athletes have and the dedication, and how the quality as well is unbelievable. It's really, really inspiring for myself as a blind person. It shows what options we have.
Any of those sports surprise you?
Showdown's a new one I have never heard of before, and it's proved really, really popular. I think you might be able to hear it in the background potentially. That was a great one to play and a great one to watch, very quick paced. And actually the partially sighted football, so not the blind football, but the partials, that was incredible to watch last night. We were at the final. Unfortunately, England couldn't quite win it, but yeah, the pace of the game's phenomenal.
And you're here with British Blind Sport, as you mentioned. How can BBS help blind and partially sighted people to be more active?
It's about signposting and putting on events and making people aware of what is on offer. You know, there's a lot more visually impaired and blind people in the country than you'd think. Beyond popular belief or stereotypes, we do want to be active, and we're not quite sure where to find those resources. So British Blind Sport can really help you get involved in sport and show you what's available.
Now, you're the social media expert, Toby. Which of the sports on offer today do you think is most likely to go viral?
Oh, well, I had a bowling video go very viral on my pages, to be fair. But I think when it comes to blind sports, the wow factor is with blind football. It's physical, it's technical, it's tactical. It's everything you'd want in a game. It's a great watch. So every time I post about that personally, it gets a good audience. And I know it's had a good audience at the games.
It's the wow factor and the ow factor.
Yeah, definitely the ow factor. I can testament to that myself.
Is there anything else you'd like to try while you're here?
Oh, I would have loved to give cricket a go. I'm a massive cricket fan. Unfortunately, they're not here today. They are here tomorrow on the Thursday, but I'm not here. But I will have to get up and give cricket a go at some point, I'm sure.
What would you say to blind and partially sighted people who might be looking for a way to get into sport and get more active?
There is more on offer than you'd think. You know, we've got 11 sports here at the Games. There are lots and lots of sports that aren't at the Games that blind and visually impaired people can take part in. There are some that are specifically designed for blind people. There are mainstream sports that have been adapted for visually impaired and blind people. So, you know, there are resources for you wherever you live in the UK. And if you do want to get involved, I'd say there are resources like British Blind Sport that you can turn to and give it a go. You know, my life's been changed by sport, so hopefully the same can be done for someone else.
Toby Addison, enjoy the rest of your time here at the IBSA World Games.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem.